Joel Rheinberger on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
One of our regular GPs is with us, Dr. Marita Long. What are the first things you see in a person who's starting to get dementia?
Dementia is a syndrome, so a collection of symptoms that is caused by lots of different diseases. So here we're looking at diseases associated with ageing. Really important to clarify that it's not part of normal ageing. So we get a lot of people in general practice who come in who are worried they might have dementia. They might have seen something on telly and they come in because they've lose their keys all the time or they're forgetting people's names. Now, that's part of normal ageing. I forget people's names all the time. I can't tell you how many times I lose my keys. But when I find my keys, I know what they're for. Okay, so people with dementia and particularly Alzheimer's type, one of the big problems they have is laying down new memories. So short-term memory is a problem. That's why you get the repetitive questions, losing items, forgetting people's names, people's your appointments. But it has to be impacting on their ability to function. So a busy person, again, will forget the odd appointment, but they'll remember, oh, my goodness, I forgot that appointment. I must reschedule that appointment. Someone with dementia is not going to remember that. So does that make sense? So it's a short-term memory loss, but it's more than just the occasional forgetting of things. So that's one thing we see. It affects our brain and the way our brain thinks and operates. So someone who's cooked dinner every night of their life, you know, your mum, you go to your mum's house every Sunday, she cooks a roast. All of a sudden, mum's not doing that anymore. And you've got to start to wonder, so why is that? And if she's got dementia, it's probably because she can't plan that meal or she can't remember how to perform that task, which has been an everyday task for her for a long time. So you see an obvious deficit in how someone functions. And then we can see things like personality change. So we'll often get some mood disturbance. Lots of people get that. Lots of people get a bit depressed or a bit anxious. But again, this is going to be impacting. So you might see mum again who loves going to bowls every week. And all of a sudden she's not going and you're starting to think, is she a little bit depressed? Because she seems a bit low, but it might be that she actually finds it too difficult to organise herself to get there, to go and see people when she can't remember their names. She gets confused because it's becoming unfamiliar. So that can be a telltale sign of a dementia as well.
Do you see many physical symptoms to go along with these mental ones?
The physical symptoms tend to come a lot later. So it's really important. Actually, I'm going to ask you a question here. Do you think people die with dementia or of dementia, from dementia?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So something could happen in between time that could affect someone with dementia from dying. So someone who's got a vascular dementia might have a heart attack before they die of dementia. But the physical symptoms are what we see that comes later with dementia, because dementia is a terminal illness. And it's because we get this global deterioration of our brain. And so people lose the ability to swallow, for example. They lose the ability to walk. They'll lose the ability to recognise that sign of needing to pass urine or have a bowel motion. So at the end stages of dementia, we do start to see a very obvious physical decline. And that's ultimately what will kill people with dementia.
But in the early stages, we're generally not going to see those physical symptoms.
Not
it's more going to
really.
Be...
really. It's more going to be those subtle signs, which is why it can be difficult to pick up, because so many people say, oh, that's just mum, she's getting old. Oh, she doesn't feel like going to bowls anymore. She's just getting tired. So we can fob a lot of those early symptoms off.
I've heard that being disinhibited can be a sign of dementia.
So that's a behaviour. So the other side of dementia that we see affected us are some behaviours. So before we get the onset of physical symptoms and sort of after we've recognised those initial memory problems or planning problems, and as the disease progresses, particularly into that frontal lobe of the brain, people can become aggressive. So someone who is a very docile or ladylike person can become very aggressive. And that's because, for example, if someone's coming to give you a wash, so you've lost the ability to wash yourself. So someone who you're not familiar with, you forget who they are, is coming very close to you in a very intimate sense, they can't make sense of that. So they might hit out or bite or spit or get very aggressive. Same as some people can get, which is one of the most distressing parts of dementia, can be very disinhibited. So can make inappropriate sexual innuendo or approach to a person. And that's a behaviour of dementia, something, again, we need to really understand. And that can be the point when a diagnosis is sought. So that's quite late into the illness, because all those other ones have kind of been fobbed off, or people have gotten very frightened by the thought of a dementia. And so it's when the behaviours come out that we really see the wheels fall off for families. And that can often be our first presentation, that we're seeing a patient as a GP.